This is May 28th, and we're talking with Barry Masters about Coquina Construction in St. Augustine. What were you doing over there?
making the top of that bird bath.
And what the material you're using, can you tell me what coquina is?
Coquina is a periwinkle shell, basically. Compressed together by nature.
And where do you find coquina?
Find it mainly from Fernandina to New Smyrna.
Only in that tiny area. Would you find it ever outside the state, like up further north?
No.
So really, coquina construction would be very specialized to just the northeast tip of Florida.
Right.
And
along the coast.
Huh. And where did you quarry the stone you're working with?
I got it over there on Anastasia Island.
And did you have to get special permission to quarry it?
Well, I didn't quarry this. I just picked it up because it was right there for Mr. Cooksey. I asked him about it. He gave it to me.
Ah, I see. And is it getting harder and harder to find the stone?
To quarry any amount of it, it is.
Uh-huh.
It's there. People on the pits that don't want to sell it or, you know, get rid of it. The coquina stone is there, but it's harder to get.
How long ago did they start making buildings out of coquina?
Well, right about the time they started the fort. That was the first thing they started in 1670.
Do you have any idea why they decided to use coquina?
Well, the saying is that the Indians told them where this rock was that they could use. Only they didn't know how to get it out of the ground. To you.
And so they figured out how to get it out of the ground
right.
And then started building it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess some of the older buildings in St. Augustine still standing than our coquina construction.
Right.
And do you have very much call for making coquina structures anymore?
Not coquina structures per se, as you do fireplace fronts or something decorative, front on something.
Is that because it'd be so costly?
The cost of it.
Yeah, I imagine. Because you have to, there's no other way to shape the stone but to kind of axe it out by hand.
Well, you can cut it with a saw. A carbon blade will cut it, but then you have when it cuts it, it don't look the same as it does when you cut it with a hatchet.
And how did you learn how to work with coquina?
Well, when I got out of high school, I started in the masonry trade, and the people that I worked with did a lot of coquina work.
And so you just learned from them?
Learned from them, yeah. I apprenticed and put them and just worked my way up.
Are there very many people who work with coquina?
There's not too many at home now that do, no.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever get together to talk about it?
Not really. You know, we don't do that much laying it like you do for structures, for strength, for load-bearing walls and all anymore. Most of it's just decorative. And a lot of them can lay it like that, you know, because it's laid like fieldstone, randomly.
And so you just...
Fill it in. But to square it up and to make something square, a fence or a wall or something, there's not too many does that.
I didn't think so. We had a hard time finding you. Well, do you think that, will someone ever learn from you? Do you think someone will?
Well, my son knows some. He's learned some about it.
Oh, has he?
Yes.
So you think he might take on the trade?
Well, he is a bricklayer now, and he knows a little bit about squaring it up. I don't know that you'll ever have a call that much to do a structural building anymore because of the cost and the trouble involved with doing it.
I would think so. But do you have to repair buildings sometimes that were built a long time ago?
Yeah, they patch them now and then, fill in windows or whatever.
And you would just cut the stone to fill the hole?
Right.
And then try to, patch around it.
Those type. When you repair an old building, it wouldn't be seen, really. because the outside is usually stucco and the walls inside are plastered or whatever.
Mm-hmm. I see. I heard that nowadays they're making a kind of coquina look type thing, but it's not really coquina, where you just...
It's a coquina shell dash stucco.
Oh, is that what that
And is? That, they use that a lot uh-huh. in town now. And we've been using it for years. They've mm-hmm. been using the same thing for stucco for years.
Mm-hmm.
The loose shell, and you throw it in or blow it in now with a machine, but we used to throw it on by hand.
Mm-hmm.
And it's colored background of light cream colored mortar, and then the shell to blend with the shell.
I see.
That's done quite a bit there now.
And it gives you the look of coquina
right. Without
the,
right.
I guess, the expense of.
Well, it's a good finish too, because you don't ever have to paint it, or and it lasts for years and years.
That's true.
If you do it right, it'll last a long time.
Yeah. Well, do you feel like there will ever be a time when it'll die out, this particular art, because nobody is really interested? Or do you think that there will always be a call?
I don't think it's not the interest in it is the lack of people, supply and demand. People don't want it. They're not using it as much because of the expense of it. When you can use brick or block and build a building and shell dash it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Not
mm-hmm.
too many people want a building.
Yeah, so, that's true.
Unless it's like the church, Prince of Peace Church, was
uh-huh.
the last building done, and it was cable cut. Now all that was saw uh-huh. with the cable.
Which is the Prince of Peace Church?
That's
now,
the one
is
on
it?
San Marco Avenue.
Okay.
At the
yeah.
Mission on
Mercedes. Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's
church
all coquina.
That's all coquina.
Did you work?
It's got
on
brick
them?
Walls inside. No. Mm-hmm. I didn't work on it.
Mm-hmm. Well, glad that you're still doing it. Can you tell me anything more about it that's particularly different from working with any other kind of
material? It just takes a long time to square it up. To get the size stone you want out of the piece of rock you have is a lot of waste to it, and it takes a lot of time. That's one of the reasons that it's so expensive.
Yeah. I know you've been working on this all weekend, and it's it's amazing to watch it come together.
It takes a long time to do it. The stone, unless you get it out of the ground in good square pieces,
uh-huh.
if it comes out random or broken, then you have to go to the smallest dimension to get squared up what you want.
Right.
So you have a lot of waste, and cutting off, you know, it just takes time.
It takes
a lot of time to do it. They did one building down the restoration area, a two-story building, the first one they did, and it's all coquina from the bottom
mm-hmm.
to the top, and it took a long time to do that. We worked on that a long time. They brought the stone. It was rough,
mm-hmm.
and you cut it out.
And you have to, yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah.
Do you have any questions that you can think of?
It seems to chip off real easily. Is that a problem?
No.
On the edges?
Yeah.
On the little shelves?
But when you mortar it together, then that'll be, won't be an edge anymore. That'll be, you know.
Mortared.
Squared off
with mortar, and it'll stay. It weathers good, lasts a long time.
The rain.
Doesn't hurt it. No. It's porous.
Uh-huh.
It's very porous. Water soaks in it and through it.
Is it a good insulator?
It's a good insulator.
That is.
If you had a house built with it,
you wouldn't need air conditioning?
Well, possibly not that much.
Or heating either.
If you had your ceilings well insulated, your walls would be good.
Yeah.
I doubt that they have anything in the state code about it, but it would it would be a good insulator. They wouldn't have any value for it, you know.
Have you ever made any coquina things for yourself and your family, like a fireplace or anything? Or?
I've done some, not for my family.
Uh-huh.
But a fireplace would be really good.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I did one for a roofer there at home, I guess about 3 years now. It's real pretty. He used Pecky Cypress on all his walls, and then he put, that wall is, I think it's 20 feet long. With a big fireplace in it, and all the way to the ceiling, it's real pretty.
Mm, that's great.
It was random, though. It was random stone, Oh. And it was real pretty. Mm. It came out real good.
And that way you don't have that much waste if it's rammed.
Right. You don't have that much waste at all.
Just put it together.
Well, you have to chop a lot of it on the edges and all, but you don't, to fit it. So you don't have too big of joints, but still you don't have the waste like you do squaring something out. It looks real good when it gets done.
Oh, I know it looks.
I was going to get a picture of that one, but he wasn't home that day, and I didn't.
I never did get
the picture of it. But it's a pretty fireplace.
That's good.
And we've done a lot of them, you know, fireplaces. None of them that big. That was a big wall. Had a high hearth and a really nice looking fireplace when we got through.
Does your son help you now when you do it?
No, he works. Well, sometimes. He works for a contractor now.
I see. So you pretty much do it yourself when you're...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get some of my younger sons to help me. Uh-huh. They just labor for me.
Come on in. Sit down. We're talking about coquina.
Coquina.
This is Barry Masters, and he's doing the coquina construction over here. Mm-hmm. Very specialized art here. I mean, I hadn't really realized that coquina had such a small area that it can be found in. It's a very specialized building material. It's only found from, he says, from Fernandina to New Smyrna on that
coast.
There's
a little bit south of that, but not much.
Uh-huh.
And so it is pretty costly now to use it, and it's hard to quarry. You know, it's hard to find places to quarry it. What I'm wondering is, I know it used to be that nobody owned the land out, you know, on the barrier islands, and you could probably get the coquina rock fairly easily, but...
Well, I think where they got the fort stone from mostly is a state park now, Anastasia State Park.
Oh, yeah.
Most of that is in the state park area.
Uh-huh.
But there is other quarries outside of the park area. A lot of them are flooded, you know, with like lakes now.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So.
Have you had people since you've been here ask about making something out of coquina, or...
They want to know where we got it. No, a lot of people come here and think that we stick it together.
Oh, that you make cement and, yeah.
How we got it together like that.
Oh, yeah.
What held it together? It amazed me how many people thought that.
Uh-huh. Well, you just don't think of the shells as being compacted in stone and, you know, being able to quarry it.
The lime and the calcium hold it together.
Mm-hmm. How do you get it out of the ground?
If you quarry it, you can cut it. The way they used to do it and the way we've done it is you cut a line through it
with what?
With a saw or with an axe or a pick, and then drive wedges in it and then pour water in the trench, and then it'll, when they swell up, it'll pop it loose.
Oh, that's really interesting.
You can't hardly... chop it. If you chop it, you have to chop it all the way through. Because if it's got something solid under it, you'd never get it out.
Huh.
It all depends. The sand seam in them vary at different heights and different thicknesses, and sometimes they're not straight most of the time. Mm-hmm. So when you find a sand seam, then you can get that thick a stone out of it. And you just get whatever width you want.
Does it constantly reproduce itself?
No. Because where it is located is the vegetation's all grown over it.
Oh, it used
so
to
it's
be?
Back away from the ocean. The ocean was there at one time.
Oh.
And so that's how the shells got there in the first place.
So it could become really rare after...
Oh, yeah. When you dig it all out, then there won't be any more of it, yeah.
But it won't form now where the ocean is coming?
There's a possibility that it will. In eons.
I wonder how long it takes.
I don't have any idea.
Mm-hmm.
There is a possibility that time that it will.
That it will form.
There's pits now where there's just shell, not stone. Mm-hmm. Shell, just deposits of shell and sand that we use to coat shell dash with. The stucco, but it's all, you know, just shell and sand. and not rock.
Yeah.
So that's the...
Are there different types of coquina, too? I mean, are some coquinas harder packed than others?
Yes, it seems that the coquina south of St. Augustine, down around Flagler Beach, is a smaller shell, much more dense and hard, much harder.
Is that better to work with, or...?
You can't hardly cut it with a hatchet.
Oh, I see.
It's harder than you can shape. It takes a lot of work to shape something. It'll stay there when you shape it. No problem if you can just get it cut. Now, that Prince of Peace Church, all the coquina in it was quarried in Bunnell, or down at where the old Lehigh cement factory was, where they made Lehigh cement out of coquina. And there's a lot of rock there, and they hauled it all up there on flatbeds and to where they sawed it up. Philip McLeod did all that. He did the sawing and all that.
Do any of you have any questions to ask Mr. Masters about coquina construction? We're just asking questions. He was saying, oh, go ahead.
How early have people used that? I said this before. Did the Indians use it, or the Spaniards?
The Spaniards did used it first. The Indians knew it was there. They didn't know how to use it or what to do with it, but they knew the rock was there. They started the fort in 1672, and that was the first and the biggest structure of coquina there is.
Which fort was this?
Fort Castillo de San Marcos in St. Augustine. And then they built Fort Matanzas, which is south of there, Matanzas Inlet, is a small fort. It's built out of coquina also.
And then from there, they built several homes in St. Augustine and different things, I guess.
Well, the houses that they built, mostly the houses they built in the town, were the remnants of the stone that was left from the fort. There must have been a huge pile of stone that they couldn't use, but would be suitable for a house, you know. They used a lot of big stone in the fort, and a lot of it. So I imagine wherever they cut it, it must have been a huge pile of remnants.
Mr. Masters, has it ever been determined how they physically moved that coquina?
Oh yeah, they moved it on a. There's a creek that we call Quarry Creek that comes up behind the island, off the bay, and it goes way up in there. And it used to go further than that, they say. And they would take a barge up there and load it with an ox cart from the quarry, which is not very far from it, across the land.
Those are immense jumps.
Yes.
Just like
they must have been big when they got them out of the quarry, you know.
Yeah.
They couldn't have got them too much bigger than what people could carry, what they could put on an ox cart, because they didn't have anything to lift it with over there.
What's the biggest chunk that you could find now? Are they all pretty small now?
Well, you could, if you found, you know, a place where you could get some out of a quarry, that you could get a pretty good size piece, yeah.
There
must have been a big pile of it, though, wherever they, there's some deep holes I know where they dug it, the quarries that they got it out of. But that's not all that far away from the water. And then they just float them over there to the fort and unload them again, and then cut them and use them.
It's amazing that they even had to know how then to lift them.
I know.
I've seen some drawings of when they were building the fort, and they used gin poles with pulleys and a pair of oxen on them to lift them. You know, they'd walk out and lift up the stone. And a gin pole, you know, you can move it from side to side or sign them on a swivel. They could put it over the wall wherever they want to let it down.
What did they use between the rocks at that time?
Lime mortar. They had the people that burned oyster shells to make lime. And then they would be what you call quick lime-like, and then they'd mix that with sand to make the mortar to lay them with.
And you just use cement now? Or
we use mortar mix. Just
mortar
to,
mix, yeah.
Just a commercial.
Right.
Mortar mix. We don't ever use lime mortar.
Pardon me, you're talking about like the old fort and the houses of St. Augustine?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and if you have any questions, this is Mr. Masters, who's doing our Coquina construction demonstration over here, and we're just talking, asking him questions about how Coquina construction started and where it's found. Questions that, you know, a lot of people, I didn't know that it was only found in the northeast corner of Florida.
Wasn't almost all of it poured for the fort from Anastasia Island off of St. Augustine?
Yeah.
And the Apalachee Indians and their descendants were the principal builders for almost 100 years?
Well, the Spanish, they worked there, but they didn't work there because they wanted to.
That's what I mean. There was plenty of vineyards to begin with.
They weren't the only ones, though. They used prisoners, and they the Spanish soldiers built it. And when it became imminent that England was going to try and take it, everybody pitched in to finish it up.
So.
But the Indians were constricted to.
Yeah.
They would get the Indians to help them. Some of them became good stone cutters.
Yeah, they used principally Appalachians because they were the first ones that they conquered. Tallahassee and South Ocala were some of the old Cali Indians also were brought over there. And then later the Newfoundlands and then still later the Creeks. And also some of the Yemeceys and the Yuchis. But the ones up above Jacksonville, Fernandina Beach, what were the names? Oh, the Gualis. They used some Gualis also.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they didn't have too much access to them because the British had them.
Well, the British came along later, yeah.
Yeah.
But in any case, it was a monumental feat of construction
there.
And Mr. Masters still quarries his rock over in Anastasia Island. And we were asking if it's getting hard to find it because once it's gone, it's really gone. You know, I mean, it's not like it's being replaced all the time. So I guess there's still quite a few seams left.
There's a lot down in Bonnell and Flagler Beach. There's a lot of it.
So, do you have any more questions? Any questions at all?
Did you get your bird bath
in? I'm working on it.
He's working on it. It takes a long time to do this. I've been watching. It's, 2 days now. It's just been incredible. Chipping it out because it's all chipped by hand and squared up by hand, and it's just amazing with a little hatchet. I know, just but perseverance. That's it's really starting to look like. I see the top now. The bird bath is chipping out. So.
Would you ever wear gloves of any kind?
No, sir.
Your hands get really rough and sore, huh?
Well, they don't get sore. They get rough sometimes. It keeps them wore down a little bit.
Yeah, does it dry them out?
Yeah.
Like the...
The lime.
The lime just really... I mean, imagine you have to use a lot of lotion or something to keep them from falling.
It'll dry them out if you work with it over a period of time.
Is your hobby?
Well, I was brought up in it, more or less, all my working life. I don't do it now for a living. I'm a building inspector now.
I forgot, is the old fort at Fernandina Beach made similarly?
No.
That's brick.
It's brick.
Yeah,
that one, the one in Fort Pulaski and Savannah,
right.
Are all brick forts.
Yeah. Fort Clinch, yeah. Well, thank you, Mr. Masters.
You're welcome.
I'll let you get back to the bird bath, I guess. Almost time to call it a day.